the stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are continuing with our look at the Seeker cards in the Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion. This is part three of a three-part series in which we wrap up the remaining upgrades. We will take a look at the Seeker multi-class cards in a video of their own. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Autofail, and the cards in between get a +1/+0 or Elder thing respectively. Cards that you build around or are good in one particular investigator get a Blessed token, while cards that we believe are destined to end up on the optional list of taboos or that are just bad for the game get a Curse token. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. I'd also like to extend a big thank you to Cole Monroe Chitty for the art that graces this channel, Nicole Fiscus for the new Whisper in Darkness logo, and Nate Lost in Time and Space for the intro as well as the new overlays for these reviews. Thank you very much, everyone. I couldn't do it without you. We are back with part three of our review of the Seeker cards in the Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion. We are kicking things off with Survey the Area. It is a skill that costs one experience point. The practiced and expert traits. While Survey the Area is in your hand or committed to a skill test, it gains an intellect skill icon equal to your agility, and agility skill icons equal to your intellect. Agility is useful for seekers who tend to favor evading enemies instead of fighting them. Man, just in Daisy alone, this thing has five agility skill icons and two intellect skill icons. So it's this latest series of skills just piles on the icons. And I think in, is it Ursula? This one has 4 and 4.
Mm-hmm. In Monterey, it has 5 and 4.
Yeah.
So that's fun. It is a little unfortunate that this one specifically doesn't have any icons for Practice Makes Perfect, which is awkward. Oh. But I know we had mentioned that in previous reviews of these practice cards. But yeah, this one's pretty solid.
Yeah, I like this one because personally, I would pay 1 XP to have a card that had 4 agility icons on it. Because sometimes when you want to evade, you really want to evade. You don't want to whiff that. The fact that, like, Daisy, you know, can get 5 agility just when she needs it, I think that's really good. I remember we were talking quite a bit about Mind Over Matter, I think it was, in the Revised Core review, and how much we actually liked it. And they're like, okay, here's a pretty decent way to deal with that one time you have to deal with an enemy. And I think Survey the Area is, like, basically a costless version of that. You know, it gives you what you need the one time. The other thing it also does is that if your investigator's like Ursula and you have decent agility, you can use this to really push through a deduction level 2, where it's a big investigate, high shroud. You want to get all 3 clues by succeeding by 2. So you're looking at like difficulty 6 or 7, you know, in order to get all like 3 clues with your deduction level 2. And then Survey the Area, it's one of the few cards that'll give you enough intellect icons to really get that thing over the top.
Even in harder difficulties, you know, when you're playing on hard and expert and you got those like -6 and -8s in the bag, then this could be pretty useful.
I think it's not unreasonable to want to have the ability to pass a difficult agility check once per game. And I think that's worth 1 XP. I like this card.
Yeah, speaking of pushing tests through, if you upgrade to the Archaic Glyphs Guiding Stones as Ursula, I think Monterey Jack can also do it. Having all those intellect skill icons that you can then push through that test in combination with, say, deduction level 2. So you can just gather all of the clues in one action. You know, have one big action at that one location. And I'm speaking here of multiplayer, of course, where there'd be a lot more clues, but just able to really collect all the clues on one test with a card like this is pretty useful.
You also reminded me of another over the top use for this card. You can have Min evade, and you can get this thing up to six agility icons and you can pass the king in yellow.
That's a thing.
Ursula passing likes... the king in yellow by evading. Does she like throw the book at her, you know, at the enemy and say, here, you can have it?
Even a decent amount of off-class seekers like this card, too. I play a decent amount of Trish, and Trish likes this card quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, it's 4/4 for her, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a couple other investigators that appreciate this card that I can't think of off the top of my head, but
what about
pretty solid.
Joe Diamond?
Yeah, Joe could fairly reasonably use this.
If you're using Joe and you're using things like Dr. Milan to get your intellect up to 5 or 6, then that lets him pass an important agility test, you know, because that's like 5 or 6 agility icons. So that puts him up to like an 8 to do like a really important agility test.
Yeah. And then like at worst, it's unexpected courage.
Yeah. At worst. Yeah. For like investigations. Yeah.
So how do we rate this one? I think we gave defensive stance a +1.
That feels pretty reasonable.
This card.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Same here. +1.
Man, if you're playing on hard and expert, these cards are a real boon. Because having dipped my toe into expert a little bit as well, I mean, you start paying a lot more attention to the icons that are on your cards, because you do need to, at least on hard, you sort of need to aim for 3 up at least, and expert that just rises even higher. And so having cards like this that just pour icons is very helpful. That brings us to Medical Texts Level 2. It is a 2-cost asset with an intellect and combat skill icon. The item and tome traits: as an action, choose an investigator at your location and test 2 intellect. If you succeed, heal 1 damage from that investigator. 2 damage instead if you succeed by 2 or more. If you fail, you must either exhaust medical texts or deal 1 damage to that investigator. It takes up a hand slot. We recently wrapped up our review of the revised core set for the benefit of new players, and medical texts level 0 got a big auto fail across the board. Why was this card printed? Why?
I actually know why. In Edge of the Earth, there is a series of 4 weaknesses. I think it's 4 basic weaknesses. And the only way to get rid of them is to heal a damage or heal a horror. And I think as a result, the designers realized that they had to give all the classes some sort of damage and horror healing. Just for the fact that those weaknesses are in Edge of the Earth. Plus, what I understand of Edge of the Earth, healing is good. It's going to up the stock of any healing card. So I can understand if they wanted to like give everyone some basic healing.
Yeah, but like if you're expecting people to have the core set, then they already have the original medical texts. And like,
yeah, that's true.
offers you basically nothing. It offers you 1 extra healing sometimes. Like, yeah. What's disappointing about this card in particular is like we just reviewed Gateway to Paradise, and when you compare these 2 cards together, holy bananas, this card looks awful in comparison.
Yeah. So that's another thing I've noticed about card design in this game, is that if it's like the designers are constrained by their own XP system, like when designing an upgrade for a card. Like, so the fact that this is level 2, because original medical text exists, there's only so much better this one can be. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they designed a new card and didn't call it medical text, they would make it so much more powerful because it wasn't called medical text. Upgrades are limited are tethered by the card they're upgrading from.
Yeah, and the biggest thing I've noticed is the difference between 2 and 3 experience, because that's like that cutoff point for those off-class cards. You know, there's a lot of cards that feel like they should be 2 experience, but probably aren't, just because you don't want to have certain investigators have access to them. And
right.
Yeah, I really hate cards like this. We've seen, seems every cycle we get a couple of these. I think a couple cycles ago we had the upgrade for burglary. Now we have this. And
yeah,
the reason I hate cards like this so much is that You know, I know that MJ and Jeremy work extremely hard on making this game the best game that it can be, but when I see cards like this, I can't help feel that they showed up at FFG headquarters one day and were kind of like, yeah, I'm going to phone it in. What's a card I can design that's really simple and I don't have to think too much about? Oh, let's do medical text. Let's slap a couple experience points on it, make a bad card slightly less bad, and move on. And it's just, it's like nobody was playing medical text level zero. Nobody's going to bother with this one, especially when you compare it to some of the other Seeker cards in this set. Like, this just, it's just not an issue. Man, I don't like cards like this. They just feel, and this is, I don't mean to slight the designers in any way, but the cards like this just feel lazy. It's just...
Well, speaking of lazy, how about that art, right, guys?
Yeah, and the art. I mean, at least with medical text level zero in the revised core set, they upgraded the art. And so now we're just going to confuse players. Because players who bought the revised core set are going to see this and be like, well, what is this card? This card has different art from the one I have. And then players like me who are like, hey, we got new art in the old one or the new version. Now we're back to the old art. It's just like, why didn't they just upgrade the art too? I don't understand.
Yeah, but like as an old player, you're going to be like, oh, why'd they include this card in the set to begin with?
Exactly.
What we need to do is we need to lobby Maxine to release a tabooed version of this, but only taboo the art. And that way it could show up as like a print and play. That way if you don't own...
Just so you can have both versions in whatever art you prefer, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Maybe Edge of the Earth will demand so much healing that medical texts will find a place, but I'm never buying this card. I never played the level zero version. I'm never going to play the level two version, especially the way the Seeker card pool is. There's just so many powerful cards that I can spend my experience points on. This one gets a big auto fail from me.
Yeah, it gets an auto fail for me too.
All right, I'm willing to give it another thing, and here's why. At least it heals two, and you're not going to kill your friend because it's going to exhaust instead of killing your friend. So, Elder Thing.
You're being very generous, Matastrophic.
Why, thank you. Maybe it's to make up for giving a curse to the autofail, the gateway to Tyndalos. Just don't play that. Don't play gateway to Tyndalos.
That brings us to Unearth the Ancients. This is an upgrade for the level zero card that appeared in the Forgotten Age. This one is a free event that costs two experience points, has two intellect and one agility skill icon in the insight trait. Investigate, choose up to two seeker assets in your hand. The difficulty of this skill test is equal to the combined cost of the chosen assets. If you succeed, put the chosen assets into play one at a time. For each relic asset you put into play by this ability, draw one card. So I think there's some very important differences between this card and its level zero counterpart. Number one, it's free. The other one did cost a resource, I believe. This one, you actually get a clue if you succeed on the investigate test. The level zero version, you did not discover a clue. It was instead of discovering clues. So that's good. And I think... it's nice here that you get to double the number of assets you get to play, but you're not necessarily doubling the difficulty of the skill test that you have to take. So you're getting a little more action advantage on top of that. And then, of course, it does have the same text relic assets, drawing a card, which if you're playing somebody like Ursula, who likes a lot of relics, that's just a very nice bonus to have. What do you guys think about Unearth the Ancients level 2?
Yeah, I feel like even just as a investigate action that you can like pseudo lower the shroud of a location, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have to, you know, have expensive assets. You can have cheap assets.
Yeah, you could choose like a flashlight or a magnifying glass or something like that and just lower the shroud of the location and then grab a clue for free that way. Yep. So that could be cool. I mean, it's also action compression because you're able to like play two assets for the cost of an investigate action.
Oh, you don't pay for the assets, that's right.
You pay for them. Yeah, if you succeed. Oh, no, you just put them into play. Yeah,
you just put them into play.
So you're also gaining resources. Oh, my God. Like, you're getting an investigate. You're getting two asset plays. And so that's like four actions worth of...
No, more than that, because you save all those resources.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you're getting like an emergency cash on top of that. So that's pretty nuts.
And some card draw, if they're relevant.
And you might get card draw on top of that. Holy crap.
And Ursula can do that for free. She could... investigate a location, move with hiking boots, take an investigate action for free, trigger field work, and then she's all of a sudden got a +2 to that skill.
Yikes. And then she can add on survey the area for another, like, 4 intellect icons. This thing, I think this is crazy for the numbers alone. All right, so remember when we talked about sweeping kick? And we were given that an elder sign because it cost 1 and it gave you a fight test, a second fight test with the additional damage, and an evasion test, free evasion. So it gave you 3 actions, maybe 4 if you're in multiplayer and you're in fighting something that's not on you for 1 cost. All right, this thing, it costs 0. You get investigate, play, resource, as many resources as you want. And then to top it all off, you might get some draws out of it too. Like, you could be looking at 8 actions worth of effort. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I guess the only thing that sort of reins it in a little bit is the fact that you really want this sort of early in the game when you're going to play the majority of your assets. If you draw this a little bit late, you're not going to get as much value out of it. And, it's got a couple of intellect skill icons on it, but... If you get this early enough, man, oh man, you're setting it. It's a strong play, right? You're just setting yourself up and getting so much value for that one card that.
Think about this compared to Ever Vigilant, a card we all love so much, for its action compression. So like that thing is like pretty overwhelming, and that effectively gives you 6 actions worth of effort: play, resource at its best. So it's giving you 6 actions worth of effort, like at its best. This can get up to like 7 or 8 or 9 actions worth of effort.
How do we rate this one?
I mean, I also have a huge personal bias for Ursula, so this gets an elder sign for me.
I wish they capped it. Curse token. It's just so much action compression. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to give this one an elder sign. There are other cards yet to come that are going to get the curse token, so I don't think we can give curse tokens to every single seeker card in this set, but... The designers are making it awfully tempting, I'll tell you that.
It's just like, I wish they capped this. Like, if it kept the no discovering the clue, or if it kept the single single asset, then it'd probably be fine. But I think like the fact that they upped both of them, like, too much.
And again, you compare this to medical texts. It's like, we tacked on 2 experience points to a card, we reduced its cost and boosted how much stuff you get to do. Medical text.
That's right. Because this should have been constrained by its upgrades. By the fact that it unearthed the Ancients level 0 was a card.
Medical text. They tap 2 experience points on it, and they let you heal an extra damage and potentially not kill anybody. Mm-hmm. It's like these 2 cards are just. On different scales for 2 XP. It's crazy. The next card we're going to take a look at is Scientific Theory. This is the Seeker Composure, an upgrade for the Seeker Composure that was initially released in the Echoes of the Past Mythos pack. It is free. It costs 3 experience points. It has 2 intellect and 2 combat skill icons. Talent and composure traits. It's fast. Limit 1 composure in play. You get +1 intellect and +1 combat. Non-direct damage / horror must be assigned to Scientific Theory before it can be assigned to your investigator card as a free triggered ability. You can spend a resource to gain +1 intellect and +1 combat for this skill test. It has 1 health and 3 sanity. We were big fans of the upgrade for combat training, and this one follows very much in that line. It's fast, it's free, you get passive intellect and combat skill bonuses. which Joe Diamond at least really likes, and I think you'd probably make a case for this in Amanda Sharp as well. It's got two more sanity than its level zero counterpart, so it has at least a little bit of soak there that you can keep this thing on the table. Generally, I think if you're playing somebody like Joe, you're going to have allies who can soak horror or soak the damage for you before you have to consider putting on this. Joe can also take well prepared, so he can have two intellect and two combat skill icons anytime he wants them. Really, the only bad things of working against this card are you need to sort of support it so it sticks around. And again, the level zero counterpart really didn't make much of an impact on deck builders.
Yeah, I think if you really like Joe Diamond, you're going to love this card 100%. That sanity soak is huge for him. Having that's that two extra sanity soak puts him up to 8/8, essentially. And then having that's a 5/5/2/2 stat line is nuts.
Yeah, I think the thing about this one, so combat historically has been like the most expensive stat to get a boost with. Quick example, Beat Cop level 0 costs 4. Magnifying Glass level 0 costs 1 and is fast. So intellect icons, like intellect permanent boosts are cheap. Combat permanent boosts are expensive. So what that tells me here is that if you're able to take this card and you're actually using your combat, this thing's great. If you're not using your combat, it's a really expensive magnifying glass.
Yeah, yeah. You even look at somebody like Greta Wagner from the Nathaniel Cho starter deck who costs 5 to get +1 combat. You know, it's...
Yeah. Because the combat is very expensive, yeah. So, like, if you're playing, like, Amanda or Joe, like, and you're actually using your combat, that's great. If you're playing, like, Ursula or Daisy and you have no use for combat, I'd say skip this.
So how would we rate this one?
That's tough. If you're playing Joe, this is a slam dunk, 100%. I think outside of that, if you're not playing Joe, Amanda, this is probably falling to the wayside just because Seekers have so many good upgrades that you don't need this card, which is unfortunate because it's quite good. I'm going to give it a 0.
I think, don't we have the Bless token for these situations? We're like,
it's like you don't really build around this card though, right? It's not like you're not building a deck around Scientific Theory. It's just generally good in the decks that you're going to include it.
Yeah, I think that counts as a Bless. Like, it's really good in certain investigators in certain decks. Right?
Yeah.
I can win. That's my story. I'm giving it a plus.
All right.
Yeah, I'm torn between going as high as +1 or 0 on this one. I think it's... Joe obviously really likes it. I think Amanda... This might be the only deck I ever played the level 0 version in was in an Amanda deck. And it saved my bacon in one particular scenario. So I think if we get more investigators down the line that are interested in combat and investigating, unfortunately Roland can't take this, which would be crazy good in him. I think I'm going to go +1 on this one. I really do like this card. I think the intellect and combat skill boosts push it up, and the extra soak is awfully nice, and then Seekers tend to have resources to spare. So unlike combat training, which you might have struggles to use that free triggered ability, I don't think Seekers are going to be in the same boat. So if you need to really juice a test, then you can get a little more value out of this. That brings us to the final card we are going to look at in this part of our Seeker review. This is the Prophasia Profana Atlas of the Unknowable. It is a 4-cost asset that costs 5 experience points. It has 2 wild skill icons, the item, relic, and tome traits. While you are not at the locus, you get +1 intellect and +1 agility, and you may ignore attacks of opportunity. As a response, after Prophasia Profana enters play, choose a revealed location. That location is the locus until Prophasia Profana leaves play. As an action, you may move any investigator to the locus, and this takes up a hand slot. I have not been able to break out my busted graphic yet this review. I'm going to do that now. What the hell were they thinking? Honestly, how did this card get printed?
Oh my gosh.
Like, plus like, one intellect and plus one agility and ignoring attacks of opportunity. They could have stopped there. And that would have been fine. But they just kept going.
Yeah,
and created another teleporter that the seeker doesn't have to be at the location of the investigator. So you can basically teleport anyone to anywhere. And the... Okay, I'm done. Rant over.
That's it?
Well, I got to leave you. I got to give you guys time to do some ranting as well. I don't want to... Yeah.
All right, well, here's what I got to say. All right, here's what I'm going to say.
Nate, are you like getting a beverage or something?
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.